The time has come, let's get it done. Putting in work on 101. The time has come, let's get it done. Putting in work on 101. The time has come, let's get it done. Putting in work on 101. The time has come, let's get it done. Putting in work on 101.
That's right, that's right. Big Airfield Podcast 101. That's right. And you know what? I was going to do a continuation of Podcast 100. I play the intro outros of 51 to 100. But I just can't do it. I just can't do it, man. Not that I don't want to. But I'm looking around and there's just so much stupid shit that I can't let go. I gotta talk about it. A lot of fuckery, if you will. Almost enough fuckery for a wheel of fuckery. I don't need the wheel. I already know what the fuckery is. And I already know the source. The shitter. So I bring to you the outhouse of outrage. I will go back to the music. I will revisit that. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to gradually add those songs from 51 to 100 onto Podcast 100. So that one's going to get longer. Pretty much double the length when all is said and done. So be on the lookout for that. When I complete the Podcast 100 project, I'll let you know. But let's get on to 101 and the outhouse of outrage. What's everybody outraged about now? Well, I'm sure you've seen this hashtag floating around. It's hashtag boycott In-N-Out. We're talking about In-N-Out Burger. Who started this shit? Some politician fuckhead named Eric Bauman. As a matter of fact, he's the chair of the California Democratic Party. Another whiny liberal nutjob, yes? Like we don't have enough of those in this state. By the way, he was born in New York. What the fuck do you even know about In-N-Out? Sure, you're in California now. But he tweeted something that got everybody all riled up one way or another. It goes as follows. This is from August 29th. Et tu, In-N-Out? Tens of thousands of dollars donated to the California Republican Party. It's time to hashtag boycott In-N-Out. Let Trump and his cronies support these creeps. Perhaps animal style. He thinks he's being hip and with it because he knows about animal style. Everybody knows about animal style. What is this fucking asshole's hard on about In-N-Out? Let me read this. Tens of thousands of dollars donated to the Republican Party. That's not a lot. That's really not a lot. And who gives a shit how a business donates their money and to whom? The fuck is up this guy's ass? Well, let's learn about this asshole, this Eric Bauman. As I said, he's the chair of the California Democratic Party, which really is nothing to be proud of. And looking at a picture of him, he looks like every gay, Jewish, fat movie producer in Hollywood. By the way, he is gay and fat and Jewish, but none of that even fucking matters. Who cares? He has a husband. Who fucking cares? Doesn't even matter. You know, he's a Democratic bigwig. And he has apparently nothing better to do than whine about In-N-Out Burger because they contribute to the Republican Party. As if they're the only company that does that. So he thinks he's going to appeal to the youth by getting on Twitter, making a hashtag, and hoping the lemmings follow suit. Well, are they? Well, before I tell you the results, I'll give you a little history of In-N-Out Burger because I am from California. I still live in California. I was born and raised in California. I've seen a few In-N-Outs around here, all right? I've been going to In-N-Out since I was a kid in the 70s, where there was just a few of them in Southern California, when they're all those old-school double drive-thru ones with a tiny little shack in the middle. They still have those. But most of them now are you know, newer buildings with one drive-thru. You can actually go in and eat. But In-N-Out Burger's been around since 1948. 1948! That's 70 years! They must be doing something right. And they were always a California chain, especially Southern California. That's where they started. Their first store was in Baldwin Park, still there, as a matter of fact. And then over the last couple of decades or so, they've started to spread around the West. You know, they have some in Las Vegas. I've been to a couple of those. They have a couple at Utah, I think. I think they just opened up one in Dallas. You know, it's going to take a while to convince the Dallas, Texas people that In-N-Out's better than Whataburger. But, hey, what are you going to do? I know they have a few in Arizona. I went to the one in Glendale, Arizona, when the Cardinals game let out. And I'll tell you something. They were not prepared for the after-game rush. They needed help. I waited about an hour for fucking food. But that's not In-N-Out's fault. That's that one particular restaurant just didn't have their shit together. And I think there's a couple in Utah and maybe Oregon, but that's it. Otherwise, they're all over the fucking California. They're all over the fucking state. All right? Anybody in California knows fucking In-N-Out, especially Southern California. Now, In-N-Out Burger causes very polarizing opinions, okay? Some people think they're fucking great. Some people think they're not so fucking great. I kind of fall in the middle. You know, I like In-N-Out Burger. I like what they're all about. I do enjoy their food. Is it the best ever? Of course not. But for what it is, it's pretty fucking good, and it's cheap. Definitely cheaper than any combo they have in McDonald's, Burger King, Carl's Jr., any of those. And the one thing that I think has made In-N-Out Burger a success is their menu is fucking simple. All right? All they do is burgers, fries, drinks. That's it. That's it. They don't add all this fucking bullshit like Taco Bell and McDonald's and Burger King, all this fucking crap you don't even care about. No chicken nuggets, no fish fillets, none of that shit. Burgers, fries, drinks. All right? Now, the first thing you'll hear about In-N-Out Burgers is their fries suck. Well, that's true to a point. Their fries suck if you let them get cold. They are freshly made. They cut them right in the store right there. And you got to eat them right away because they're not covered with preservatives like McDonald's fries. McDonald's fries, you can let sit out for 10 years and reheat them. You know, fucking In-N-Out Burgers fries, they wither and die within about 15 seconds. So you better get them motherfuckers in your mouth as soon as you get the bag. All right. Another thing I like about In-N-Out is they don't hire a bunch of fucking hoods and thugs and you know, motherfuckers that are all tatted up or don't speak English. You can understand the motherfucker at the drive-thru. You don't have to talk through a speaker. There's always a guy standing out there with a menu. He takes your order, he presses buttons, and then they get it for you. That's great. I love that. Another reason why they're successful. I mean, come on. How fucking frustrating is it you still have to talk to the fucking retard on the speaker? Why don't they have a touch screen there by now? I mean, they have a screen that, and when they read your shit back and you see it on the screen, you can see if it's right or not. It should be a touch screen. You shouldn't even have to talk to the fucking morons inside. You can never understand them. There's a Del Taco in Pasadena I go to. I can never understand what the fuck they're saying. It's like, get rid of that shit, put a touch screen there, and be done with it. I love that. Would you like to try? No, I didn't come here to try anything. I know exactly what I want. I'm not here to try the double dog meat burrito. Go fuck yourself. Well, most of us locals do like In-N-Out, and most of the tourists swear by In-N-Out. They have to get In-N-Out. Every time we have some clients from New York or somewhere, and we go into second meal, it's always In-N-Out Burger. Oh, we have to get In-N-Out. We have to try In-N-Out. Because it's word of mouth. In-N-Out Burger does not really advertise. Once in a while, you'll see a commercial on TV, and all it is a still picture of a hamburger. That's it. And, of course, the familiar theme song. Right? It's catchy. And that song has not changed. Here's a fucking 1981 version of it. It's almost exactly the same.
In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
In-N-Out, fresh every step of the way. Fresh tomato, lettuce, and onion. Two juicy beef patties with cheese. Serving Southern California for over 30 years with quality you can taste.
They don't spend dick on advertising. They don't need to. Because everybody seems to know what the fuck In-N-Out Burger is. Especially people around the country who have never seen a fucking In-N-Out Burger. But now they're going to hear about it thanks to the free advertising for one Eric Bauman. Stupid ass Eric Bauman. You have nothing better to do? I guess being the chair of the California Democratic Party really isn't that taxing of a job, is it? Well, let's go to our local news coverage of it and see if the boycott has had any effect at all.
Unfortunately, this might just be the latest example of how divided we are as a country.
Oh, not really.
Some people are saying that as customers, we can vote with our wallets, but others are saying sometimes a burger is just a burger.
Yep.
The social media calls for a boycott of In-N-Out don't seem to be having an effect at this Corona restaurant.
Or any of them.
We talked to wanted to change their lunch plans because of politics.
Oh, I don't want to boycott.
Of course not.
They love their food. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I think it's their decision.
And I shop where I want to shop. And I eat where I want to eat. I don't care what their
exactly.
views are.
After announcing the fucking world, you're going to boycott anything? Shut up.
The Irvine-based company made a $25,000 donation to the California Republican Party this
week. Big deal.
One Twitter user writing,
as long as it doesn't jack up the prices, who gives a fuck?
Easier, I will never support another burger from In-N-Out.
Just like I bet In-N-Out feels strongly about what they believe in, the people that eat here, they're allowed to feel strongly
about what they believe in. I believe the media made a big deal out of this like this.
They feel it appropriate to boycott.
It failed miserably.
We reached out to In-N-Out, and the executive vice president
said
this statement
saying the company has contributed. That's what they should have said.
To both Republican and Democratic
causes. They've made a lot of donations to everywhere. Who gives a goddamn fucking rat's ass bitch?
Contributions to support both political parties in California has caused concern with some groups.
Personally, I won't support either one of them, but do what you do. The fuck do I care?
Approach that best serves the interest of our company and all of our customers. Some feel better hearing that the company is spreading their money around.
Who gives
that's
a
just
fuck?
Sure that they're covered on both
just
sides.
Make good just burgers. Like, give a fuck who you give money
sometimes.
To. I don't
Others
care if you flush it down the toilet.
Politics shouldn't be an issue. We have gone just crazy with boycotts. If a business wants to support either party,
right.
why
Finally,
does it
a
matter?
Tweet that makes
I don't
fucking
go out
sense.
To eat and check what political party they are. I go because of the food or atmosphere.
I love
boycott
that the news media has
stupid.
To read us
it's
tweets like we can't just go to Twitter and read it.
Now, in
I'm
statement,
old, I can't
In-N-Out
figure
said
out
that
this
what's
social
important
media
to them
nonsense.
Is not the political donations they make, but the millions that they give to organizations that are trying to prevent child abuse, human trafficking, and substance abuse.
Right, they never mention that, do they? And I love how this fucking report didn't mention anything about Eric Bauman, the jackoff that started this whole thing. Maybe they didn't want to give him credit. Maybe he's embarrassed by it, backed out. I don't know. Let me see. Let me read some of the boycott In-N-Out nonsense. Let me see if anybody's really taking this seriously. Here's Shannon Coulter. I don't know who she is, but she has a blue check mark. Companies take note from what's happening with boycott In-N-Out. Nothing. Right now, it's a really, really bad time to be making donations to the Republican Party, even if you have without incident in past. Deporting U.S. citizens, denying vets passports. What does this have to do with anything? She's dragging Trump's agenda into the fucking boycott. Oh, go fuck yourself. You're probably a vegan cunt anyway. What else do we got here? Anything else? Mostly negative stuff. Everybody, nobody's really taking this very seriously except for about 5 vegans in this country. Holy fucking shit. By the way, Eric Bauman's next tweet after that. As we head into the weekend, I want to give my friends in the Central Valley a heads up that I'll be joining you at the Fresno Madera Tulare King Central Labor Council Labor Day celebration. I hear the big blue wave is going to roll on through. Oh, go fuck yourself. He got a lot of responses to that. All of them calling him an idiot for the In-N-Out boycott. Almost all of them. All of them just fucking ripping on him. You know, pictures of burgers, pictures of lines at the drive-thru, calling him a jackass. I love it. I fucking love it. Not one positive thing. Maybe one here or there. Oh, I love to hear you speak. Some old lady or something. Almost all of them are In-N-Out jokes. How'd that work for you, old Eric? By the way, he retweeted something from Scott Wiener, if that is an appropriate name for one of these little dipshits. And boy, does he look like a Scott Wiener. By the way, everybody named Scott's already a Wiener, as far as I'm concerned. This guy is Scott Wiener. If you see the picture of him, I'll make it as part of the album cover for this podcast. This smiling jackass.
Over the past 24 hours, my friend, Assemblymember Miguel Santiago, navigated two of my high-priority bills through the Assembly.
Creepy-looking picture of this smiling cuck.
Thank you, Miguel, for being a great partner and helping to make progressive change in California.
Really? Were we too right-wing in this state? We need progressive change? Go fuck yourself, you little douche. Scott Wiener. I can imagine this guy at school. Scott Wiener. Probably got his ass kicked a lot. Now he's a politician in Sacramento. Making laws to help get you arrested. That's his revenge. Good job, Scott Wiener. Couldn't change your name like most Jewish guys. Come on, what's wrong with you? Getting back to In-N-Out, another thing people used to bitch about is how they put Bible verses on their packaging. Like, wasn't that a clue that maybe they contribute some money to the Republican Party? And again, who gives a shit? Who even looks at the fucking packaging? As soon as you're done with it, you throw it away. I've never paid attention to that until people pointed it out. It has Bible verses on it. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if it has a picture of Hitler on it. If it's good, I'm eating it. All right? Maybe put Hitler with a little hat and make it look like an employee there. That'd be funny. Fucking cutting up fries and shit. One thing I'm tired of hearing about when it comes to In-N-Out is animal style. It's not all that, all right? I am somebody who does not like a lot of slop on their fucking hamburgers. I'm talking about mayonnaise, Thousand Island dressing, any of that shit. And that's all that the animal style is a bunch of Thousand Island fucking dressing. They just double that. I always leave that shit off anyway. Again, these out-of-towners come in, oh, I gotta get animal style. It doesn't say that on the menu. Oh, I'm so cool ordering stuff that's not on a menu. Everybody knows about the secret menu, and it's not even a menu. You can just add patties or add sauce or add whatever. There's no extra food. You can't order bacon. They don't have bacon there, all right? There's no bacon on the secret menu. You get a 3x3, a 4x4. You can stack as many fucking patties on there as you want. That's the secret menu. Or put as much slop on your fucking fries or your burgers as you want. Fuck you. You know how I take my In-N-Out burger? I'll tell you. Double-double, lettuce, mustard, grilled onions. That's it. Fuck raw onions, fuck tomatoes, and fuck that secret sauce bullshit. I don't want no animal style. I will never order animal style. All you guys, shut the fuck up. Stop ruining burgers with Thousand Island dressing. It's gross. You know, I think it's safe to say that boycott In-N-Out is a complete joke. A complete joke. And how sad that our politicians feel that this was necessary. That they really thought that people were going to stand behind them. More people went to In-N-Out than ever before. Just to prove that this is stupid. Fucking liberal morons. They just dig themselves deeper and deeper into a hole. All this is going to do is get Trump reelected, you fucking idiots. Is that what you want? That's what you secretly want, so you can whine about him more. Remember when they went after Chick-fil-A? That was another one. Because Chick-fil-A is run by Christians, too. I said, who gives a shit? By the way, their food sucks. I've tried Chick-fil-A once. It's horrible. I'm not going to run around and try to shut down their business. Nor do I need to say I'm going to boycott them. I'm just not going to eat there. Why can't you people just do that? What are these people that get on and say I'm going to boycott anything? Who cares? Nobody cares. You're going to boycott Facebook? Just turn it off. Don't log on. You're going to boycott In-N-Out? Don't go there. We don't need you to announce with your little hashtags that you agree with one Eric Bauman, the idiot chairman of the Democratic Party in California. This will be quickly forgotten about. In-N-Out didn't lose one dime over this. As a matter of fact, I think their sales, I would say they doubled, but they were definitely a lot higher than they would have been had these little whining pussies just left it alone. Or perhaps they double-doubled, if you will. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you very much. All right. Well, let's reach back down into the shitter and see what kind of outrage we can pull out of the hole. Let it rip. Ooh, that was a good one. Tess Holliday. Remember her? You don't? I don't blame you. She's what they call a plus-size model, and that's being a little generous. I'd say she's more like plus, 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 multiply, multiply, multiply model. And model, I mean, come on. She's a big bitch, let's just put it that way. Well, she appeared on the cover of Cosmo in the UK. And of course, I wouldn't even know about this nonsense had I not seen it all over social media, because there's all kinds of outrage going on.
They're fat-shaming her again.
Well, who told her big fat ass to appear on the cover of a magazine again? And she's bigger than ever. She's wearing this huge green one-piece bathing suit. I mean, it looks like a hefty bag full of garbage is what it looks like. And she's got her big fat arms out. They look like the size of somebody's fat legs, and they're covered with tattoos. I just looks like somebody tagged her fucking arms. She's just gross, and she's absolutely fucking gross. But of course, you can't fat shame her. You can't make fat jokes, because she's a hero to the obese. Well, apparently Piers Morgan, who's become quite the troll since he lost his CNN gig a long time ago, he's accused of fat shaming. Oh, whoa, what a story. Accused of fat shaming. What, calling a fat chick fat is not shaming. It's not. Doing a photo shoot looking like an elephant trapped in a hammock, that is a shame. And you should be ashamed. Fat shaming. That wasn't even a term 10 years ago. Now all these lard asses have an excuse not to get off their fat butts and do something about it.
Oh, it's okay. Because I can't be fat shamed. I am who I am, and I'm happy with who I am. And this is... I'm gonna live my life.
Yeah, great example you set there, Tess Holliday. Well, not only she's appearing on magazine covers, but she's appearing on our daytime TV pablum to explain why she's a body-positive model. Oh boy, if that isn't a made-up bullshit term. I don't see anything positive about your body there. Unless you're trying to dress up as the Pillsbury Doughboy for Halloween. Here she is on the Today Show with Megyn Kelly, which is about as bottom of the barrel as you could get. I mean, you might as well be on Jerry Springer. You might as well be. But here she is to tell us all about body positivity. I'm sure this is positively full of shit.
A plus-size model, mother, and author, she has also been named one of Time's most influential people on the internet. We're going
to
speak with her
live
in a minute.
Wow, what a title to have. Time Magazine, huh? They really know what's going on.
Mississippi-born Tess Holliday made history as the largest plus-size model to be signed with a major agency. Featured in magazines like Marie Claire, Glamour, and Cosmo.
And Mad.
And appearing in ads for Dermalogica and JCPenney.
Oh, JCPenney. Yeah, how they doing now?
Star with more than 1.6 million followers on Instagram and over 1.7 million on Facebook.
Not me.
This mother of two is now at the forefront of the body positive movement.
The body positive movement.
About her size.
I'm positive she can't move her body that much.
Her struggles in her book, The Not-So-Subtle Art of Being a Fat Girl. Ugh. And now Holliday is gracing the
read
cover
that on the
of
toilet.
Self's first digital issue, reminding people why her weight is no one's business but her own.
She makes it everybody's business.
And
that's
Tess
why
Holliday
she posts all these fucking pictures.
Congratulations.
What a load of fucking bullshit.
What do you think the significance
Jesus, no men in that audience.
You know, everybody keeps asking me that, and I don't think that I've fully
She seems kind
it.
Of tardy to you.
Emotional on set,
she
but
got the
it
downs
out and getting all of the feedback from some of my very critical friends, and they're saying like, you have no idea how much this means. I think it's kind
means
of starting
nothing.
To sink in, but Self magazine set the precedence. They basically have
Nobody
like
reads
lit everybody
that,
else
except yourself
on fire and said like, you guys need to wake up. So yep. it's
she sounds
really
exciting. Dopey.
I feel like the real
fat
progress
and dopey
will be made
what a combination
is no
that
big
is.
Deal
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to be interesting to see, like, when, when it's not in the
like,
press
you know,
to see
like,
how
you know,
people follow.
Like,
but the good thing
know.
Is, I'm not going anywhere. So I plan to do more of this.
You really are a trailblazer.
Gee, great.
You're one of the first
in sort of the body positivity.
Please drop
movement.
Dead soon.
That wasn't a thing. And I know you used it.
Wasn't
the term
a thing because nobody cared.
Fat positivity activist. Can we talk about that term? Because I think most Americans believe that term fat is a negative and they shouldn't use it.
Being fat is a negative. You're fat. You're fat. You're fat. 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 You're fucking fat. You're fat. You're fat. There, you can't stop me from saying it. You fatso. Fat. 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 Fat.
Like it's just like how I choose to describe myself, and there's no
fat.
There's no shame in it for me, and so by reclaiming.
Why do you act like it is?
Basically, telling other people like you can be who you want to be, and there's no shame in it. If that's how you're happy, then do you.
Why
do you be a big fat whale like me?
You know, like you say, I'm also a redhead. Nobody judges you for being a redhead, but people do judge you based on body size.
Nobody likes redheads.
Yeah, well, there was a guy on Twitter, Barry, who was like,
oh, Barry, the guy on Twitter.
Like, I'm paying all this money.
I really
for
care
your,
what Barry
your
on Twitter says about me.
Costs. And I was like, boo, I'm fine. Like, I pay
boo.
My own health insurance.
Did she just say
I pay
boo?
Taxes. Like, you don't need to worry about me, but for some reason,
nobody's worried so about you, you fat slob. Because you're putting yourself out there. You open yourself
so
to ridicule.
To be
deal with it.
To be fat,
or shut the fuck up.
Just like anything they can do. They're like, no. But the reality is, like, I'm happy and thriving and, like, living my dreams.
Nope.
And, like, you
nope.
should be happy for me. Like, but they're miserable. That's what it comes down to.
I read that you said
we should be happy for you. Why would I be happy for you?
Yeah.
I don't care about you.
I'm not trying to live.
You're a big fat loudmouth.
I'm not selling Tupperware. I'm not recruiting.
Maybe you should be useful.
No one is going to look at me on the cover of Self and be like, I want to gain weight and like be that fat, you know?
You should be on the cover of Field and Stream.
Yeah, right. But, you know, it's just basically saying, like, it's because they're hearing love yourself from someone who happens to exist in a fat body.
You feel your IQ
and
drop as you listen to this?
For
holy
some.
Shit.
Or for a lot.
Listen, Tess has been through a lot.
Clap, seals, clap.
About her battles, including her battle with postpartum depression, something millions of women deal with, but few openly talk
yeah,
about.
No men ever deal with it.
With Tess Holliday after the break.
Wow, I'm depressed, but I'm happy.
Tess Holliday. Tess, is it true that this cover shoot is the first shoot you've done without shapewear, like the Spanx or whatever?
Yeah, it was the first one I've done without shapewear and with
they broke.
Bra. I had like swim tops on and stuff, but it was fun. It was freeing and really comfy, except for laying in the
not
grass.
Not for those of us who have to look at it.
Scratched up, but that was my idea, so I can't blame anybody.
I give you major props for getting rid of the Spanx, because I would not go on television props. In that condition. And never do.
She thinks she's being hit by saying
Carolyn
props.
Kilstrus with us now, and she's the editor-in-chief of Self. Which
dumb
is now
white
digital.
Broad.
And so they've chosen to make Tess the cover girl for a reason, which was what, Carolyn?
They couldn't get anybody else.
We wanted to send a message. Self is a health brand. We want to help people live healthier lives. And
better
it's
increase the bandwidth.
We show a broad diversity of people.
And I know you said, because you wrote sort of a letter yes. about Tess, and you said, look,
so instead of skinny white girls, put on fat white girls. Got it. There's our diversity.
When it comes to overweight or heavy people, you're not helping. So can you explain that?
Yeah.
Because, you know, people say, like, but it's not healthy.
Right. Right.
It isn't.
People say that all the time.
Stop being in fucking denial.
And it's super
when your girl there drops dead,
research shows that
don't be crying to me.
People for their weight does not help them become any healthier. It hurts their mental health.
Don't fucking post disgusting pictures.
Fact,
put them all over Instagram. And expect nothing to happen.
Concerned about somebody's health.
Just live your fucking life.
You should do.
And you work your
like
shit
them.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you start acting like a victim 24
like,
hours a day.
You feel like weight is one of the
you just put it on yourself.
People feel like they can weigh in. Like if you see somebody smoking a cigarette on the street, you don't walk over to them and say, "Get that out of your mouth."
People do that shit all the time. Hello.
Mind how you choose, or you choose, or you choose to live.
You don't see that in the back of your limousine, Megan.
I think most of us should just keep our mouths shut.
Oh, I wish you would keep yours shut, please.
What I love about you is you're very open, you're giving us a.
Are you even coming back next season?
And as
somebody
Megan
Kelly,
my mother loves it when I point.
You're hanging by a thread.
But a long line of heavy people, I appreciate it because the bullying I've seen them go through was heartbreaking to me as a kid. You have also
you're
been open
so
about your battle
full
with postpartum
of shit.
Depression.
I bet anything you were making fun of the fat
about.
Kids.
They feel shame. They feel like
little blonde Becky there laughing at the fat kids. You know you were. You know you were, Megan Kelly. Don't bullshit me.
I had it a little bit with Riley, who's my 12-year-old, but I had severe postpartum and delayed postpartum with Bowie, my 2-year-old.
I thought kids brought and such joy.
How did that manifest?
And you were so happy being fat.
I didn't
realize it
at first. I thought I went back to work 5 weeks after having Bowie. I had a cesarean. So it was like a
Who
lot.
Is fucking this heifer?
I was not my best, but I really didn't have a choice because of work. So I went back. And I think I just had a lot of strain from work and things like that. And my relationship.
Who the fuck doesn't?
In about November.
Poor me,
December,
poor me, poor me.
Of this past year, I started having really dark thoughts. And I couldn't really figure out why. And then it was my husband basically telling me, I've never seen you like this. And I told him I felt
gay.
Like I was drowning. So I went and saw my doctor.
I can't imagine you learning how to swim.
Medication. I started doing self-care. And I'm better now. But it was really dark for a really long time.
Wow. And you've gotten yourself to a better place.
I have. Yeah, I realized through all of it that I was so busy taking care of everyone else around me that I wasn't taking care of myself.
And you still don't.
And as a mom, you're no good to like your children or your family if you aren't looking after.
Well,
yourself,
you had kids.
Mentally,
you
and
made
emotionally.
The bed. Now lie in it.
I
if
know
you
people
fit in
say
it.
Physically, but yeah.
Applaud human seals.
It helps me. I look at that beautiful picture of you, and I see triumph.
Beautiful picture. What
and
picture
you
are you fucking looking
check
at?
Check out Tessa's book, which is amazing.
Pandering bitch.
And I just love your courage. So
oh, you're
God bless
so
you.
Full
love.
Of shit.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're so full of shit, Megyn Kelly. What a bullshit artist. You beautiful picture. By the way, Megyn Kelly, if you think she's so fucking beautiful, why aren't you that fat, huh? You skinny rail? Answer me that shit, Megyn Kelly. If you think the body positive movement is such an important thing, and you think these pictures of Tess Holliday are beautiful, why don't you look like that? Is she on Twitter, this Megyn Kelly? I'm going to ask her that. There's no way in fuck I'm getting a response. I'm going to ask her that question. And if you follow her on Twitter or see her on Twitter, ask that fucking question. If you think Tess Holliday is so fucking beautiful, why doesn't she get big and fat like that? Waddle around. See how quick she keeps that job of hers. Of course, it'll be fat discrimination if they do fire. So maybe she's on to something. Maybe she should get big and fat. She won't be able to lose her job. Because she could sue and win in this stupid fucking country. And this cover that Tess Holliday is on now that everybody's in an uproar about, Cosmo UK, it's not even in this stupid fucking country. It's in that stupid fucking country, England. But our media has an obsession with anything in England, so that's why this is even a big deal here. Well, let's go to Good Morning America, and if this is how you start your morning, it ain't gonna be a good day.
Many people say they love the body positive move made by Cosmo UK.
Body positive. What about this is positive?
Healthy representation.
They call her the first size 22 supermodel.
Who's they?
Tess Holliday appearing boldly on the cover of Cosmo.
What's bold about
UK?
It?
I didn't expect.
She
it
stood in front of a camera. They took pictures. That's not bold.
To be talking about it.
But everyone is. Thousands showing their support on social media.
Thousands is not everyone. There's 8 billion people in the world.
Representation matters. Writing, this is easily the
dumb
best
hashtag.
Thing I've seen this week. Major
then you haven't seen anything else, have you? The best thing I've seen all week. Shut up,
cover.
Whoever you are.
But not everyone is a fan. Pierce Morgan took issue with the October 2018 cover, blasting her on Instagram, saying,
like, that's against the law or something.
Supposed to view it as a huge step forward for body positivity.
Well, that's definitely a huge step.
This cover is just as dangerous and misguided as celebrating size zero models.
Unlike Pierce
Morgan,
it's not
that serious.
Like,
it's a cover.
I don't need to, like, troll people to stay relevant. Like, I just,
snap, girlfriend, wave the big fat arms around.
Do what I love and hopefully change people's lives.
This isn't the
you're not changing
time.
Shit.
Tess has been a part of the body positive movement on social media. The 33-year-old mom.
Can somebody explain to the media that these movements online don't mean jack fuck?
Campaign on Instagram viewed more than 3.2 million times.
You have to keep having this conversation.
Yeah, by chubby chasers.
I'm not recruiting people. I'm literally just telling people to love themselves, and it just happens.
Start with yourself.
From a bigger body.
A bigger body. That she's
a really big
in.
Body.
My favorite part of my body is my butt, which is probably
nobody asked.
Why there's a million photos of it on the internet.
Thank God for black dudes.
On her exterior appearance, Holliday opens up about an internal battle, telling Cosmo UK about her struggle with mental health.
Now that I'm on the other side and feeling better about my mental health, I'm able to actually say, okay, I want to like work out more, do this.
Well, is that happening?
You have to take care of your mental state before you can worry about anything
else. When are you going to start that?
1.6 million followers on Instagram and a modeling contract, she says she's living her dream life. Still, her happiest moments are simple ones.
Lately, I've found more joy in like no makeup, playing with my two-year-old while he pretends that my body's like a racetrack, like using all of my fat rolls as like little detours with his car.
Oh, we should all be so proud of that.
Heaviest weight yet, landing the biggest job of her life.
The biggest job.
And definitely the
fat. Are they trying to sneak in some fat jokes during this report?
But I can gladly say that the past 5 years, it's been really transformative for me, and I'm able to
transformative
love.
So you transformed from fat ass to super fat ass. Thank you, South Park season one.
She started modeling 8 years ago because of a picture that she posted on social media. So despite all
nobody asked her to, but she kept posting them.
Her life for the better. The magazine hit store shelves today, Amy.
And again, another skinny, old, blonde Becky doing this report. Well, if you're so fucking proud of this big fat whale, why don't you look like her? You're all fake. You're all phony. Shut the fuck up. I hope Tess Holliday sits on each and every one of you. Then you won't feel so positive about the body positive movement. More like a bowel movement right out of the outhouse. And that was quite the big turd to squeeze into that outhouse hole. I'll tell you what. Well, we got time to take one more shit, so let her rip. Ooh, that sounded painful. Another stupid controversy. There's a movie coming out called First Man, which is supposed to revolve around Neil Armstrong. You know, the astronaut that landed on the moon. Excuse me. Well, there's a tweet by Business Insider. It says, Neil Armstrong movie First Man omits the American flag being planted on the moon. Its star Ryan Gosling defended the decision. I don't think that Neil viewed himself as an American hero. And in flies Marco Rubio. Now we go to Republican idiot politician. This is total lunacy, he tweets, and a disservice at a time when our people need reminders of what we can achieve when we work together. All because of one scene missing from a movie. The American people paid for that mission on rockets built by Americans with American technology and carrying American astronauts. It wasn't a UN mission. Well, at least it doesn't have a stupid hashtag. But what are you crying about? Movie you haven't even seen, nobody's even seen. But they're not focusing on planting the American flag in the moon. Who cares? And you know what I think about the moon landing anyway. It was a movie itself. All right? Well, now let's go to the Hollywood Reporter. Neil Armstrong's sons fire back. First Man isn't anti-American. The astronaut's family notes that, yes, in the Universal film, there are numerous shots of the American flag on the moon, sparked by Ryan Gosling's comments at a Venice Film Festival press conference and fueled by a critical tweet from Senator Marco Rubio. A narrative emerged that awards hopeful space drama First Man was minimizing the uniquely American achievement of astronaut Neil Armstrong. More specifically, there was some concern that the Universal film depicting NASA's Apollo 11 mission didn't properly depict the American flag planted on the moon in 1969. Again, don't we have anything else to fucking worry about? This is not so, according to Neil Armstrong's sons. Boy, I'll tell you what, they really will take this lie to the grave, won't they? Who are speaking out to note that there are numerous shots of the American flag on the moon in First Man and that the filmmakers chose to focus on Neil looking back at the Earth, his walk to Little West Crater, his unique personal experience of completing this journey, a journey that has seen so many incredible highs and devastating lows. Journey around the soundstage. At a Venice press conference on August 29th, the film star Ryan Gosling said he believed Armstrong's moonwalk was widely regarded as not an American, but as a human achievement. The comments spread on social media, well, there's a fucking surprise, and were amplified by critics who viewed them as insufficiently patriotic. Oh, for Christ's sake. Get a life! Gosling also said at the press conference, I don't think Neil viewed himself as an American hero, quite the opposite. Rubio then fanned the flames on August 31st when he responded to a news outlet's headline that claimed Neil Armstrong movie First Man omits the American flag. The senator wrote in reply, this is total lunacy. I already read that shit. The film, directed by La La Land helmer Damien Chazelle, oh, really, that guy made this? Is an early Oscar season frontrunner. It premiered in Venice, will screen at the Toronto Film Festival, and is set to hit theaters stateside on October the 12th. In his own statement, Chazelle explained his portrayal of the moon landing in the drama. In First Man, I show the American flag standing on the lunar surface, but the flag being physically planted into the surface is one of the several moments of the Apollo 11 lunar EVA that I chose not to focus upon. Chazelle added, to address the question of whether this was a political statement, the answer is no. My goal with this movie was to share with the audience the unseen, unknown aspects of America's mission to the moon. Well, gee, I hope we have one day. Particularly Neil Armstrong's personal saga and what he may have been thinking and feeling during those famous few hours. And we'll just make all that shit up. I wanted the primary focus in that scene to be on Neil's solitary moments on the moon. His point of view as he first exited the LEM, his time spent at the Little West Crater, the memories that may have crossed his mind during his lunar EVA. This was a feat beyond imagination. It was truly a giant leap for mankind. Oh, don't be such a cornball. This film is about one of the most extraordinary accomplishments, not only in American history, but in human history. Yeah, it was a great piece of fiction. My hope is that by digging under the surface and humanizing the icon, we can better understand just how difficult, audacious, and heroic this moment really was. Oh, come on, man. None of this shit is ever going to convince me that the moon landing happened. That shit looks faker than fuck. And how ironic that it's a Universal picture. Because it's widely believed that Universal was the studio that produced the quote-unquote moon landing. I wonder if they still have the set. They could just dig it right out for this movie, right? No, this movie will have a much bigger budget and better production design. It'll look more real than the actual quote-unquote moon landing. I'd be much more interested in a movie that went behind the scenes at the faking of the moon landing. The set being built, the fucking eggshells being walked on, the secrets being kept, and still, to this day, being kept. Come on, nothing about that shit looks fucking real. Nothing. And it still never explained how the fuck they got back to Earth. Because the space shuttle, when we were using it, it couldn't land somewhere, take off, and then land back on Earth. No, it had to fly up on a rocket, detach from the rocket, and then orbit around and land on Earth. All right? You're trying to tell me in 1969, we built a rocket that not only landed on the fucking moon, but also took back off from the moon and landed the astronauts safely on Earth. Bullshit. It's a fucking fairy tale, like the Bible. I mean, come on. What's wrong with you people believing this shit? Look at that. Look at that fucking moon landing. Does that look real? Do six shadows going in different directions look fucking real to you? Or does it look like the shadows you see when there's stage lights around? But Jesus Christ, all this shit about the American flag, we don't see it planted, when patriotism, patriots. I'm so tired of that. You'll get all fucking worked up about American fucking flags. Who cares? Again, really, is this something to fucking worry about? About a scene in a movie that hasn't even come out yet? Marco Rubio, another one of Florida's many failures. Good Lord. Well, one more piece of shit that I have to address. Let her rip. This one's all over the fucking internet. Jeffrey Owens. You know who that is? No, I don't, actually. Who the fuck is that? Used to be on the Cosby Show. What the fuck did he do on the Cosby Show? He was the husband of one of Cosby's daughters, Sandra. Did anybody even remember that? Who the fuck even remembers the Cosby Show? Other than Cosby and maybe Theo. I don't remember shit about that fucking show. Well, anyway, some dyke was shopping around Trader Joe's in New Jersey and saw that he was working there. Like, oh my God, it's the guy from the Cosby Show. Like, that's what he's supposed to do for the rest of his life. God forbid he actually has a job. So she took pictures of him, put them on the internet, and it's blown the fuck up all over the place. And now people are making fun of him because he's a cashier at Trader Joe's. Why? Why are we making fun of this man for having a fucking job? You know, everybody thinks that just because you were on TV sometime in your life, you're supposed to be fucking just filthy rich. It's not how it works. All right? A lot of these guys are struggling. Oh, yeah, the stars of the show have money up the ass. But not the supporting cast, no. And especially not after you take the show off of syndication because old Bill couldn't keep his dick in his pants. So this guy's not getting his residual checks anymore for the reruns. So what the fuck is he supposed to do? Just be homeless? I mean, he's done other shit since the Cosby Show. Little roles here and there. He's trying to make a fucking living. And if you gotta work somewhere, Trader Joe's can't be that bad. I like Trader Joe's. You know. Talk about, well, he didn't seem happy in there. How the fuck you know he doesn't seem happy? He's working. Let him do his fucking job. Of course he'd rather be acting. But you know what? At least he went out there and got a fucking job. He's just not sitting on his ass waiting for the roles to come in. It doesn't work like that. Who are these fucking nosy ass people that can't keep their fucking phone in their pocket? Leave the fucking guy alone. Well, Fox, people are making fun of him for, you know, working as a cashier. Listen, go fuck yourselves, all right? Oh, he has a dirty t-shirt. Well, he's working. You know, when you work at grocery stores or restaurants, you spill shit on yourself. That's what happens. Jesus fucking Christ. If this was a female, if this is an actress, you know, a struggling actress, they'd make her, oh, isn't she brave? Look how brave she is. She has to get a job as a cashier at Trader Joe's. Oh, she needs to get work. Won't somebody hire her in a show? This guy, oh my God, look at this guy. What a failure working in a fucking grocery store. Look at that dirty t-shirt. Right? Right? That's exactly what the fuck is going on. This fucking Tess Holliday running around, you know, she's got the nerve to say she's being shamed. Meanwhile, she's the one that's going, look at me, look at me, look at all the pictures I'm taking. Look at me, look at me, look at me, I'm being fat, flailing arms. This guy isn't doing that. This guy is just showing up to work, and these nosy fucking lesbians had to come in and take pictures of him. How do I know she's a lesbian? Because she came in with her wife, okay? You know, we're in a society where we idolize fucking losers and thugs. People with tats all over their face. Cash me outside girl. Cardi B. People like that. Tess Holliday. But a fucking man who's a struggling actor gets shaved for showing up to a 9-to-5 job. God bless America. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. When you roll it through the motherfucking hood, tell me what you see. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. You're on Facebook and you're sitting there arguing with fucking morons, retards, and fools about stupid fucking bullshit. Well, stop that. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit, follow that shit, do that shit. Look for me on Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Twitter, at the Big Angry Phil. Hear my shit on SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. TuneIn app, it's on there, Big Angry Phil podcast. Look for it. iTunes, I think it's on there. I've heard conflicting stories. But I digress. Check out the Two Guys on Set podcast. Timmy and Greg letting you know what's going on in the world of commercial production, the world I happen to be in myself. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you listen to and subscribe to the Tom Likas Show. TomEverywhere.com gets you that app. And please, for the love of fucking Christ, subscribe to the Gary and Dino Show, GaryandDino.com. Well, I will now make my exit, and we'll be back next week. Until then, see ya.